Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Only this week it emerged that investing in startups in Ireland had dropped to a 10-year low despite surging savings rates and wealth levels. The financial services sector wants the government to do a lot more in next month's budget to prize open those wallets and invest in Indigenous companies. Financial Services Ireland says we need a lot more education about investing and to change the tax system to link savings to supporting startups. And Patricia Callan is the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
We have a cultural problem in this country, don't we? We like saving. We also like having the money easy accessible, unlike the United States, where they put a lot of their money into startups and venture capital.
Absolutely. And it's not just an Irish problem, it's an EU problem. So right across the EU, we have a huge trend towards savings. In Ireland, we have 165 billion on deposit. And across the Union,
that's
we have...
That's not a small sum for a small nation.
Absolutely. 23 trillion. And it's well known that we are much more highly reliant on bank debt in terms of investments in business as well, bank loans, versus in the US where the capital markets are deep and obviously it's one country. So it's been a major initiative of the EU for many years to try and actually break down these cross-border issues around capital trading around the union. And earlier this year, we saw a new proposal for a savings and investment union. And a key part of that is trying to get regular people like you and I to invest more in capital markets and to make that easy. The commissioner bringing out basically a model savings and investment account that they would encourage people to actually move that money out of the deposits, where again it's losing money generally because inflation is eating away at the interest rates, and looking to more productive investments which could fund much needed infrastructure, as you mentioned, in terms of into real businesses, digitalisation and even defence.
Okay, how are they going to do that? So they're going to create these accounts that will look and smell like savings accounts, except you will be risking your money. Is that it?
And that's why the education piece comes in, because obviously there's no guarantees in terms of investments. But if you spread your investments across a fund that invests in very many different types of companies, then obviously the risk is reduced. Certainly in terms of the deposit accounts that have been rolled out in Sweden and the UK, the key things to making them successful is that they're simple, a bit like the SSIAs were 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. Normally there is a tax component or a government matching, something easy for people to understand, that they're getting a bonus, a top up in order to do this. And then having a digital delivery mechanism so that people can actually track their progress and have an interest in it. And I think that it is a big problem just in general, obviously around financial literacy, and the government has a strategy. But beyond that, we need to create an investment culture that people feel ownership, interest in the things that they're investing in, and that they again are more longer term in terms of their savings maybe than just that safety net of having something on deposit.
And the government's going to have to do more to make it more tax worthy. In other words, at the moment there is a disincentive to invest in companies, and when you take a profit out, you're charged a huge amount of capital gains tax and other taxes.
Yeah, it's actually very discriminatory in terms of the regime. And last year, the government commissioned the funds review. So it's the government's report. And what we're asking in this budget is that some of those recommendations start to be implemented. And of top priority are the ones that are simply make it really unattractive to invest at all. So at the moment, you pay 41% exit tax on shares, whereas in everything else, in capital gains tax is 33%. And equally, there's a rule that after 8 years, you essentially have to pay the tax, whether you exit and sell those shares or not. It's called deemed disposal. So we need both of those two things to be eliminated just to equalise the playing field before, again, we launch these new initiatives to try and get more people to invest. And then on the other side of that, there's also another barrier, a tax barrier, as well as a legal barrier, which is being fixed at the moment, around the financial services companies here. We've obviously got a huge number of international financial services companies, but we're losing a lot of business to Luxembourg because the regime here doesn't allow for the appropriate tax levels for private assets. So essentially, it's a technical thing, but we operate dividend withholding tax on investment limited partnerships here. We need that removed in order, to equalise our playing field so we can launch loads of great new products from here, and that Irish people would be able to benefit from those as well as people across the EU.
Yeah, we had Brian Hayes from the Banking and Payments Federation on the show on Monday, and he said that the central bank here gold plates the rules and regulations in the European Union. I presume you agree with that.
Well, it's certainly been a feature. We're working strongly with the bank through our stakeholder forum in terms of trying to look at the simplification agenda in line with stated EU policy and with government policy. Again, with Minister Burke's department, we've done a lot in terms of putting a laser focus on regulations and actually giving them the evidence to show where things differ from other jurisdictions. But it's not just an Irish problem. So that's the problem with our sector. We have 110,000 people working in all these amazing businesses. But countries right across the EU are putting up barriers and trying to make people invest locally and trying to make the firms that are here go home because they want that sort of investment. So it's very competitive, and we in Ireland need to be ultra competitive, and that means having a strong regulator but not having additional problems here.
Patricia, thank you very much for joining us. Patricia Callan, the Chief Executive of Financial Services Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.